local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Amber Alert, you probably heard of on your smartphone over the weekend. We'll give you more information on that. Also, a show note, Congressman Bradley Byrne joins us at 8.30 this morning. Lots to talk about with AL1's Congressman and a whole lot more straight ahead right here on the Monday edition of Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies have been partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, everyone. From the pits and suns, towing and recovery traffic center, accident-free conditions continue now as you traffic through Mobile. No delays from the 1065 split out towards Stillman's Corner and Theodore. Long Highway 90 been a perfect start. Northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland and across the Bayway and the Causeway. There's no delays all the way in this morning. You know, Market in the Park is back again this Saturday and every Saturday through November 23rd from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Almost halfway through the month of October. Asked Dr. Bill if we're done with hurricane season as of yet. We'll find out more at 6:35. Also, my son counting down last night. He wasn't perfectly accurate, but he said 2 weeks till Halloween, Dad. I said, a little more than 2 weeks, but we're closing in on the Halloween.
We are. We're getting close. Of course, when you're just over 2 weeks from Halloween, that must mean that today's Columbus Day.
You know, it's next thing you know. Next thing you know, it's Columbus Day. You wake up one day, it caught me again. I have not done my Columbus Day shopping.
Wow, that's late.
Have you?
Yeah, because today's Columbus Day.
You already have your Columbus Day shopping.
Yeah, the house is decorated, got the Columbus gifts under the tree. We're ready to roll.
We'll get into more Columbus Day talk later on in the show. And the text line is always open at 343-0106. Right, a serious story from over the weekend and a three-year-old kidnapped in Birmingham. And folks are looking for this child, not just here in Alabama, but all over the Southeast. More details now with Kelly in headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An Amber Alert remains in effect right now for a three-year-old child. Authorities say Camille McKinney could be anywhere in the state of Alabama. Overnight, a man identified as a person of interest, plus the vehicle authorities were looking for, were both located and detained, but still no signs of little Camille. The three-year-old was kidnapped on Saturday while she was attending a birthday party. According to police, McKinney was abducted by a white female and a black male who drove away in a Toyota Sequoia, which was blue with beige trim. Photos of the man and the vehicle were captured on surveillance cameras at gas stations. Now, police issued that Amber Alert late Saturday night. The alert says that Camille, whose family calls her Cupcake, is 3 feet tall and weighs 60 pounds. She was wearing a pink Minnie Mouse t-shirt and had yellow, white, and blue bows in her hair. The family says they do not know and they did not recognize the man and woman who kidnapped their child. If you have any information, please call the Birmingham Police Department at 205-254-0841 or simply call 911. News out of New Orleans this morning. Officials there say a second person has now died in that partial collapse of a hotel, which was under construction, and one person still missing at this hour. Officials had called off the search Saturday night and planned to resume Sunday morning. That collapse, horrific, caught on video and trending online, happened shortly after 9 a.m. Saturday at the site of a planned Hard Rock Hotel at the cusp of the historic French Quarter. According to the Associated Press, much of the building is described as, quote, dangerously unstable, and a huge construction crane looms over the site. Also, it's also in danger of collapse. More than 20 people were injured. The mayor of the city issued a statement saying, quote, our hearts break for the loss of life. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. There is breaking news this morning. A fire early this morning at a home on Rowell Street in Mobile. The call 911 came in just before 3 o'clock. Flames were visible from the roof of the home when fire crews arrived. A man with a long criminal history is back in jail after a day-long crime spree and a brief chase that ended with a fire. Mobile police believe 49-year-old Christopher Casey robbed 3 gas stations on Saturday. Casey then led police on a 10-minute chase that ended when his car caught on fire. Crestview police have arrested 2 men for a shooting Sunday morning. A fight broke out at an abandoned house at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Wilson Street. One person was shot in the abdomen. At last check, he was listed in serious condition. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says she has finished radiation treatment on a cancerous tumor found on her lung. The governor continued to work throughout the 3 weeks of the treatment. Ivey says the spot was found early. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
My husband's found a secret. Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hill Crest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
LSU moves up in the AP poll. New Orleans keeps winning without Drew Brees, and a South Alabama baseball legend announces his retirement. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Associated Press Top 25 was shaken up this weekend in college football after upset wins and games between ranked teams. Alabama remains number one after routing Texas A&M 47-28 on Saturday. The Tide received 30 first-place votes from media voters to keep the top spot for the third consecutive week. The LSU Tigers jumped 3 spots to number 2 on the poll after beating then-number 7-ranked Florida 42-28 on Saturday night in Baton Rouge. The Tigers received 12 first-place votes, and they're now 6-0 this season with wins over 2 top 10-ranked teams. Clemson fell 1 spot to number 3. They beat Florida State 45-14 over the weekend. Ohio State's ranked 4th. They had a bye. Oklahoma had a big win over rival Texas on Saturday. The Sooners are ranked 5th after the 34-27 win. Wisconsin moved up 2 spots to number 6 after shutting out Michigan State 38-0. Penn State moved to number 7 from number 10 after they beat Iowa 17-12. Notre Dame's ranked 8th. The Irish held on to beat USC 30-27. Florida fell 2 spots to number 9 after that loss to LSU. Georgia dropped 7 spots to number 10 after a huge upset loss to South Carolina 20-17 in double overtime.
And how?
Man, what a bad weekend for Kirby Smart and the kicker Rodrigo Blankenship missing that one in overtime. Auburn had a bye this weekend, but they moved up 1 spot to number 11. Missouri has won 5 in a row since losing their opener to Wyoming. Tigers are now ranked for the first time this season. They're 22nd in the poll, and Texas A&M fell out of the rankings after Bama handed the Aggies their third loss of the season. Five players had perfect 10-game weekends in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. Congrats to LB Hughes. One pick'em. That's what she said. ESPN Fan 94.99 and Turnier 1. And Turnier 1 currently holding the lead for the entire season by themselves by two games over David Preston and Florida Man currently in second place. That's going to be tough to catch up. Sean, your high-stepping turkey's entry, one of a huge group of people that got 9 out of the 10 games correct this weekend. And we don't even need to talk about my entry.
How'd you do, Beach House Bobby?
I got 8 out of 10, but I was pulling for a couple upsets that just did not come
through. So where would that move me? 98.6%.
Wow. Okay, I think you're not very far behind Turnier 1.
I'm 7.
But it's going to be tough to catch up to.
I'm in a 1,054 place tie for 7.
Yeah, that's right. In the NFL yesterday, the New Orleans Saints won their fourth in a row, 13-6 over Jacksonville.
He's going to throw for it. Pulls it down, now throws, end zone, caught, and touchdown. Jared Cook. And the Saints put the first touchdown of the day on the board.
Teddy Bridgewater passed for 240 yards and a touchdown in the win. The Atlanta Falcons have a 1-5 record for the first time since 2007 after losing to Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals 34-33. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold returned from his bout with mononucleosis and led New York to a 24-22 win over the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys have now lost 3 in a row. Another surprising team on a 3-game losing streak is the LA Rams. They fell to San Francisco 20-7. 49ers are an undefeated 5-0 for the first time since 1990. Kansas City has lost 2 in a row. The Chiefs fell yesterday to the Houston Texans 31-24. And last night, Pittsburgh beat the LA Chargers 24-17. The Steelers started their third-string quarterback, former Samford University quarterback Devlin Hodges. Hodges is from Kimberly, Alabama, right outside of Birmingham. Sean, you'll like this. He won the Alabama State Duck Calling Championship in 2018.
Did he really?
Of course, because of that, his teammates call him Duck. He now has a win on his resume after his first start in the NFL.
How cool is this guy?
Yeah, he loves the duck calling and duck hunting. In baseball, Carlos Correa hit an 11th-inning walk-off homer, and the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 3-2 to even the ALCS at one game apiece.
Here's a fly ball.
Game 3 is tomorrow night in Houston. The Washington Nationals lead the National League Championship Series 2-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals. Nationals won the first two games thanks to some great pitching and timely hits at the plate. Game 3 is in Washington tonight at 6:38. Former South Alabama Jaguar and World Series MVP David Freese announced his retirement from the MLB on Saturday. Freese was named Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year with South back in 2006. He was drafted by the San Diego Padres and was traded to St. Louis before his first major league game. Freese spent the first 5 seasons with the Cardinals, winning the World Series MVP in 2011. And he spent the past 2 seasons with the LA Dodgers, also played for the LA Angels and Pittsburgh Pirates during his career. And the NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Talladega was suspended until this afternoon because of rain yesterday. Field made it through 55 of the scheduled 188 laps before the delay. William Byron was in the lead after stage 1 when the rain started falling. They'll get started again this afternoon at 1 o'clock. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies have been partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins. This is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh no, what happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com. You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. And buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, westbound lanes cross the Bayway, finding some heavier traffic. No accident report. We've got a stalled vehicle that's slowing up traffic as you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore, but no new wrecks in the roadway. Still looks good from Airport Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65 all the way to Chickasaw and Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, giving you the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us to talk about the week ahead, maybe a look at the tropics as well at 635. And we talked about it earlier this morning. Maybe you had your phone go off over the weekend with that Amber Alert, or you heard it on the radio station. Amber Alert going out statewide for a missing three-year-old kidnapped from Birmingham. This story is you and I were talking about it. It's every parent's nightmare, but I think it's every person's nightmare as well. More details on this from News 5's Katarina Lukatic joining us now. Thanks, Kat.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So, story now, kind of roll this out timeline and what Birmingham police are saying.
Okay, so timeline, this all happened on Saturday evening. There was a birthday party at a housing complex in Birmingham. A bunch of kids were playing outside, including three-year-old Camille McKinney. That's when witnesses say that a car drove up, a black man and a white woman were inside, and the woman grabbed the three-year-old and put the three-year-old into the car and drove off. So that's what sparked the all-out Amber Alert in the search for Camille McKinney. Now, yesterday evening, Birmingham police released a photo of a possible suspect, as well as a photo of the car that they believe were connected to that kidnapping. They took a person of interest into custody. They're not releasing his name, and they believe that they found the Sequoia that was involved in the kidnapping, but still no sign of Camille McKinney this morning. So the Amber Alert is still in effect for this young girl.
And this is, oftentimes we get these Amber Alerts, and it's someone known to the family. Right, it's a strange parent or it's something like that. But in this case, your description there, this is a little three-year-old. She's playing, and they just grab the child. I mean, just snatching.
Right, which is terrifying. Because normally these Amber Alerts are a custody issue or something like that. And police have no reason to believe that that's the case, that these parents don't know the person who took the child. So it's really just a random kidnapping, which is terrifying.
It is terrifying. I mean, that's the right term for it. I mean, that's parents thinking, we talk about you can't let the kids play in the front yard. And people say, oh, yeah, you can. Everything's fine. This is a case that they just grab them. So if they have a suspect in custody, but they don't, that suspect wasn't in that Sequoia, that blue and tan Sequoia or gray?
They may have been, but remember the description was for a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they just have a man in custody. So if it is the right person, they're still missing the woman and the little girl.
And Birmingham police have not said anything more other than they had the suspect in custody. They haven't changed the scope of the search. It's still for the state of Alabama or beyond?
Yeah, from what we know this morning, it's still just for the state of Alabama. I'm assuming we hear from Birmingham police at some point this morning to get an update on whether this person who they have in custody is going to be charged, is in fact the suspect they were looking for, or any sort of update like that. But again, Camille McKinney still missing this morning.
All right, Katarina, thank you for the update, and we'll check back.
All right, thanks.
Katarina Lukatich with News 5 checking in. And what a story. I mean, this is, and you know, your phone probably went off this weekend if you have those Amber Alerts set up. And once again, 3-year-old black female abducted by a, as their Birmingham police say, black man, white woman, snatched. I mean, I only use that word because they don't use it in the update because it's not proper, I guess, police. They snatched the child from the front yard. This is not, and it doesn't take away from the situations where it's custody and stuff, but this is a situation where, at least according to the what they're saying, they absolutely have snatched the child from the front yard there.
During a birthday party.
Three-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney, and we'll give you more updates. Hopefully, good news as soon as we get it.
Yeah, the part that's killing me, pink Minnie Mouse t-shirt, yellow, white, and blue bows in her hair, only 3 feet tall and 60 pounds.
You and I were listening to that. We'll go, you know, pull the curtain back. You and I heard that sitting in here during a news break, and I mean, both of us just paused because, I mean, just the description. It's a baby little girl, and it's just so, obviously, keep updated through the news. We'll keep you updated with the Amber Alerts say, but once again, looking for a 3-year-old black female. This is Cupcake, as she responds to that, but Camille McKinney, Cupcake McKinney. They were looking for a blue-gray Toyota Sequoia 2001 through 2006. All right. 626 FM Talk 106.5. That's Get Headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We have an update on Governor Kay Ivey after she wrapped up her radiation treatment last week. The governor says, quote, 3 weeks ago, I announced that during a routine exam, my longtime family physician discovered a tiny, isolated malignancy on my lung. The day after I shared this news, I went in for an outpatient procedure, which allowed me to begin a series of specialized radiation treatments. She goes on to say, in a continued commitment to being fully transparent, I am happy to report that I have completed my radiation treatments. My doctor and I believe that based on the early stage it was discovered and the type of treatment it required, I expect to make a full recovery. I also want to encourage the people of Alabama to have regular checkups with their doctor. Certainly, I remain very grateful this was detected so early. The governor goes on to say that, quote, your constant prayers and support enable me to continue leading our great state into a promising future. Together, we will build a better Alabama. May God continue to bless each of you and this great state we call home. Let's talk weather this morning. While temperatures have cooled a bit, the Alabama Forestry Commission says all 67 counties remain under a fire alert, which was initially issued in September. According to the agency, there were 4 active wildfires involving 50 acres and 16 more fires, which were either contained or controlled. State fire crews have responded to more than 173 wildfires, which burned more than 1,800 acres of land this month. Now, the state does confirm they have recorded 472 fires, which scorched more than 6,000 acres in September. Additional rain is expected in the coming days, and our very own Dr. Bill, he will join us with details in a few short minutes right here on Mobile Mornings. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 628 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5. And like Kelly said, Dr. Bill's on the way. Text line is open as well at 343-0106.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Traffic is moving again after a fatal crash on Interstate 65 in Mobile late last night. Happened in the northbound lanes near Airport Road. Traffic was backed up nearly to the I-10 interchange. Those lanes are now clear this morning. A person of interest in the kidnapping of a 3-year-old in Birmingham is being questioned by police, but still no sign this morning of Camille Cupcake McKinney. Police believe the child was taken from a birthday party on Saturday. She is believed to be in extreme danger. A public hearing is scheduled this morning to discuss eliminating public transportation to and from festivals in Baldwin County. Officials with the Baldwin Regional Area Transit System, or BRATS for short, insist they no longer have the resources to provide the service. Visitors to the Shrimp Festival over the weekend noticed transportation was provided by Gulf Shore Schools, a new partnership that raised money for the school's marching band and athletic club. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit and Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
American troops in northern Syria have been ordered to move toward the southern part of the country to get away from fighting between Syrian Kurds and Turkey. Correspondent Nick Peyton Walsh on the scene says the Americans are trying not to get caught in the crossfire.
Well, a U.S. official has told me that actually the road now towards Kobani, where they have some of their troops based, has been cut off by Turkish-backed Syrian rebels. They set up checkpoints just outside that town we were in. We've had to leave.
A busy week ahead for House Democrats and their impeachment inquiry, says Capitol Hill correspondent Suzanne Malveaux.
This morning, former White House official Fiona Hill is expected to testify behind closed doors after receiving a subpoena. She will join former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, and former Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, two Trump officials who have already testified.
Two Americans, Michael Kremer and Abhijit Banerjee, along with MIT professor Esther Duflo of France, awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics this morning. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The UAW is increasing its weekly payout to GM workers on strike, a sign the union is preparing to extend a nearly month-long walkout that has halted work at the company's U.S. factories. The UAW says more than 46,000 hourly workers on the picket line will see weekly strike pay increase to $275 from $250. The union also says it will lift a restriction on members seeking part-time work, so now they can get a temporary job and still receive full strike pay. The money is paid to workers out of the UAW Strike and Defense Fund, but it's still a fraction of their normal take-home pay. China's exports to the U.S. shrank by more than one-fifth last month, hit by heavier tariffs, underscoring the urgency for Beijing to resolve trade friction with Washington. Chinese shipments to the U.S. slumped nearly 22% in September from a year ago, accelerating from a 16% decline in August. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635, FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And yes, thank you for that weekend. I had a bunch of outside stuff to do and enjoyed the cooler temperatures. Man, it was nice. So, talk to us about, I guess, Saturday a little cooler than yesterday?
Yes, yes. We have a weather front right along the coast. And on Saturday, it was a little bit to the south of us and on over in the Florida Panhandle. And yesterday, it just kind of moved up over us, a little warmer temperatures. But, of course, Saturday, we had quite a cloud cover for a long period of time, too. That kept the temperatures down. But we did warm up to 83 yesterday. But we started out at 60 degrees Sunday morning. And one thing I noticed, a lot of people out walking on Sunday morning enjoying those temperatures.
For sure. It makes it easier.
We're going to see that front as it's going to be a factor here for today and then tomorrow, because it's going to start moving back to the north as a warm front. And then after that, a cold front, a strong one, will be moving down through Mississippi and Alabama. We'll get in here Wednesday morning. And we're going to see temperatures well down into the 50s for Wednesday night and also for Thursday night. So we have another round of cool weather coming in. As for today, with that weather front here along the coast, we've got a chance of a few showers. It'll be partly cloudy, and we'll warm into the low 80s like yesterday. Tonight, a little better chance for some shower activity as that front begins to move slowly to the north as a warm front. And so tonight, scattered showers with a low around 70. So notice that's warmed up quite a bit. And then for tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms. And that's due to that frontal system moving to the north and then a cold front coming in through Mississippi. So showers and thunderstorms off and on tomorrow. Temperatures about 82 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms will be numerous Tuesday night. And then early in the morning on Wednesday, the front moves in. So Wednesday morning, we can look for morning showers, then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon and cooler with a high temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Wednesday night, as I mentioned, down into the mid 50s. And then on Thursday, should be a beautiful day, mostly sunny, only around 75 degrees. And then down into the mid-50s for Thursday night. Friday, another nice day, mostly sunny, and just a slight chance of a shower. High will be in the upper 70s. Weekend, looks like we have got some shower activity. A good chance for showers on Saturday with a high in the low 80s, and then scattered showers on Sunday with a high in the mid-80s. So it becomes more humid over the weekend with a decent chance for some shower activity. But I tell you, when you look at conditions for Wednesday as it clears off and Thursday, beautiful temperatures, 70s highs, 50s lows.
Fantastic. About time. Dr. Bill, I want to, you were talking to me before we went on the air. I think this is, as people try to understand rainfall patterns before we get into the real wintertime fronts, you said something to me that y'all got to rain at your house. Now, you're usually talking about what happens at the Mobile Airport, the official gauge, but at your house, you had Saturday your first rain in how long?
That was the first really decent measurable rain since back in August.
Wow.
And we're not alone with that. In other words, September was incredibly dry, and then, of course, the first part of October, extremely dry. And of course, we had that very heavy rains just for one day in Mobile. Otherwise, Mobile has been very dry. So far at the airport, only 0.04 for the first half of October. And if it wasn't for that one day of thunderstorms, that clusters that moved into Mobile, they would have been in the same situation.
It's kind of good. You could go one way or the other away from where we got the record rainfall, and it was dry. Also, what about the tropics? What's going on there?
There's quite a bit of activity, but only one named storm, and that's Melissa. It's been out there forever in the North Atlantic. It's no problem for any land area. It's just a weak tropical storm. We do have a tropical wave over the Western Caribbean. We'd be moving into the southwestern Gulf. I don't think that would be any threat to us. Another tropical wave approaching the islands on the eastern portion of the Caribbean. And then a strong tropical wave off the coast of Africa that looks like it will become a named storm, but it's going to stay way out in the Atlantic no problem for the U.S. or any part of the Western Hemisphere.
Good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your tropical weather update and your forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines. Dalton's got sports, and Kane's got our traffic coming up next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
We get it. You don't want a sales pitch. Just the insurance you need at a price you can afford. You also want to know you'll be taken care of when you file a claim. With a 95% customer claim satisfaction rating, you can rest easy knowing Alpha Insurance will be there when you need us.
All for a better life.
Learn more about our auto, home, and life insurance options today.
All for a better life.
At alphainsurance.com.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, westbound I-10 on the Bayway between the Daphne and the Causeway exit, you've got somebody on the right median actually changing a tire, but it's really starting to tie up traffic, so be careful if you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore. One accident without injuries now at Cottage Hill and southbound on University. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel, with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Wed Willie and a member of the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. The music starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We have an update on Governor Kay Ivey after she wrapped up her radiation treatment last week. The governor says, quote, 3 weeks ago, I announced that during a routine exam, my longtime family physician discovered a tiny, isolated malignancy on my lung. The day after I shared this news, I went in for an outpatient procedure, which allowed me to begin a series of specialized radiation treatments. She goes on to say, in a continued commitment to being fully transparent, I am happy to report that I have completed my radiation treatments. My doctor and I believe that based on the early stage it was discovered and the type of treatment it required, I expect to make a full recovery. I also want to encourage the people of Alabama to have regular checkups with their doctor. Certainly, I remain very grateful this was detected so early. The governor goes on to say that, quote, your constant prayers and support enable me to continue leading our great state into a promising future. Together, we will build a better Alabama. May God continue to bless each of you and this great state we call home. Let's talk weather this morning. While temperatures have cooled a bit, the Alabama Forestry Commission says all 67 counties remain under a fire alert, which was initially issued in September. According to the agency, there were 4 active wildfires involving 50 acres and 16 more fires, which were either contained or controlled. State fire crews have responded to more than 173 wildfires, which burned more than 1,800 acres of land this month. Now, the state does confirm they have recorded 472 fires, which scorched more than 6,000 acres in September. Additional rain is expected in the coming days, and our very own Dr. Bill, he will join us with details in a few short minutes right here on Mobile Mornings. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Who do you
you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327 or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. There is breaking news this morning. A fire early this morning at home on Rowell Street in Mobile. The call 911 came in just before 3 o'clock. Flames were visible from the roof of the home when fire crews arrived. A man with a long criminal history is back in jail after a day-long crime spree and a brief chase that ended with a fire. Mobile police believe 49-year-old Christopher Casey robbed 3 gas stations on Saturday. Casey then led police on a 10-minute chase that ended when his car caught on fire. Crestview police have arrested 2 men for a shooting Sunday morning. A fight broke out at an abandoned house at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Wilson Street. One person was shot in the abdomen. At last check, he was listed in serious condition. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says she has finished radiation treatment on a cancerous tumor found on her lung. The governor continued to work throughout the 3 weeks of the treatment. Ivey says the spot was found early. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
LSU moves up in the Associated Press poll. New Orleans keeps winning without Drew Brees. And a South Alabama baseball legend announces his retirement. 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The AP Top 25 was shaken up this weekend in college football after upset wins and games between ranked teams. Alabama remains number one for the third consecutive week after routing Texas A&M 47-28. The LSU Tigers jumped 3 spots to number 2 on the poll after they beat then number 7 ranked Florida 42-28 on Saturday night in Baton Rouge. Tigers are now 6-0 this season with wins over 2 top 10 ranked teams. Clemson fell 1 spot to number 3. They beat Florida State 45-14. Ohio State had a bye. They come in this weekend ranked 4th. Oklahoma got a big win over Texas on Saturday. The Sooners are ranked 5th after the 34-27 win. Wisconsin moved up 2 spots to number 6 after shutting out Michigan State 38-0. Penn State moved to number 7 from number 10 after beating Iowa 17-12. Notre Dame is ranked 8th. The Irish held on to beat USC 30-27. Florida fell two spots to number 9 after that loss to LSU. Georgia had the biggest drop of the weekend. They dropped 7 spots to number 10 after that huge upset loss to South Carolina, 20-17 in double overtime. Auburn had a bye this weekend, but they still moved up 1 spot to number 11. Missouri's won 5 in a row since losing their opener to Wyoming. The Tigers are now ranked for the first time this season, coming in at number 22. And Texas A&M fell out of the rankings after Bama handed the Aggies their 3rd loss of the year. In the NFL yesterday, the New Orleans Saints won their 4th in a row, 13-6 over Jacksonville.
Throw for it. Pulls it down, now throws, end zone, caught, the touchdown. Jared Cook. And the Saints put the first touchdown of the day on the board.
Teddy Bridgewater passed for 240 yards and a touchdown in the win. The Atlanta Falcons have a 1-5 record for the first time since 2007. They lost yesterday to Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, 34-33. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold returned from his bout with mono and led New York to a 24-22 win over Dallas. The San Francisco 49ers are still undefeated at 5-0 after beating L.A. 20-7. The Rams, that is, from L.A. Kansas City's lost 2 in a row. They fell yesterday to the Houston Texans, 31-24. And Pittsburgh beat the L.A. Chargers last night, 24-17. The Steelers started their 3rd-string quarterback, former Samford Bulldog, Devlin Hodges. Hodges is from Kimberly, Alabama, right outside of Birmingham, and he won the Alabama State Duck Calling Championship in 2018.
Cool.
Because of that, of course, his teammates nicknamed him Duck. Now he has a win on his resume after his first start in the NFL. In baseball, Carlos Correa hit an 11th-inning walk-off homer, and the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 3-2 to even up the ALCS at 1 game apiece.
Here's a fly ball to right. Back at the wall. This game is over.
Game 3 is tomorrow night in Houston. Tonight, Game 3 of the Washington-St. Louis NLCS. Washington leads that series 2-0. Former South Alabama Jaguar and World Series MVP David Freese announced his retirement from the MLB on Saturday. Freese was named Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year with South in 2006. He was drafted by the San Diego Padres, was traded to St. Louis before his first Major League game. Spent his first 5 seasons there with the Cardinals, winning the World Series MVP in 2011. He spent the past 2 seasons with the LA Dodgers. The NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Talladega was suspended until this afternoon because of rain yesterday. The field made it through 55 of the scheduled 188 laps before the delay. William Byron was in the lead after stage 1 when the rain started falling. They'll get started again this afternoon at 1. And what better place to watch that race than Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got a decent ride again. Westbound lanes along I-10, but between Daphne and the Causeway exit, you've got somebody changing a flat tire. It's tying up traffic, so be careful there. And they're wrapping up the accident without injuries at Cottage Hill and southbound on University. Nothing scary here. Come see singing spiders and dancing scarecrows at Thriller Nights and Lights in Mobile at Hank Aaron Stadium. $7 per person. Kids 3 and under are free now through Halloween from 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The largest midway on the Gulf Coast is back October 25th through November 3rd. The 65th annual Greater Gulf State Fair with acts like the Marshall Tucker Band. And Lamco. The kids to meet Curious George and Pete the Cat, or try out our family attractions like Pirates of the Sky and Equestrian Chaos. The 65th annual Greater Gulf State Fair. Visit our website for full schedules and admission. GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A local suspected serial robber is now behind bars after being accused of robbing three gas stations Saturday afternoon. First up, the Valero gas station at Snow Road, and Tanner Williams was the first target. At 3:30 Saturday afternoon, less than 30 minutes later, police say that's when 49-year-old Christopher Causey then went to an Exxon gas station on Moffitt Road, very close to I-65. According to video surveillance from the store security system, a man is seen walking up to the counter with his hand underneath his shirt. He then goes behind the counter and takes a handful of cash and takes off. Employees report that that suspect took less than $200. Mobile police say 3 hours later, it was Casey again. They suspect who robbed a third gas station, this time a Raceway at the intersection of Snow Road and Ziegler Boulevard. Mobile police say patrol officers spotted Casey's vehicle and that he then led them on a 10-minute chase, but ironically, he stayed within the speed limit. That chase only ended when his car caught fire. Good news for pet lovers and those wanting a safe neighborhood. Now, 8 animal control officers have been deputized by Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran and have been given full authority to issue citations to pet owners if their dog is not confined to their property by fence or tethered by a leash. Prior to this, officers were not able to issue tickets. Each officer will wear a body camera, plus there will be dash cam video. Mobile County Animal Control officers can start issuing tickets beginning November the 1st. Officers will give a warning first, and then after that, it's a $50 fine plus court costs. If there is a third offense, the dog owner will have to go before a judge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5. So he is eluding police, but at the same time, he's staying inside the speed limit.
That's respectable. Not really.
You ever seen rally racing? It's a, like, I don't know much about it other than I've seen it on TV a couple times. You're not just like, you got to keep it within certain speeds. Like, you hit certain points and you got to do it within, like, it's not the fastest car or something. It's the strangest thing. Maybe somebody who's a racing expert can explain why rally racing is a thing I should watch.
I'll have to ask Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton tonight.
Rally racing, yeah. They come on and we'll bombard their, after sports night, we'll bombard their phones with rally racing calls. All right, be right back.